Pathway of Peace, Pools of Reflection, Week 2, Day 13, Awakened by His Voice. Let's read Daniel chapter 10, verse 19. Do not be afraid, O man highly esteemed, he said. Peace, be strong now, be strong. And when he spoke to me, I was strengthened, and I said, Speak, my Lord, since you have given me strength. Thought for reflection. It is too easy to get overwhelmed and feel disheartened. And it is amazing how quickly this can happen. One day, life is good, you have a bounce in your step, and then you have a stressful phone call with a friend or a bad day at work where your confidence is challenged and suddenly you're struggling. Criticism and fear are like cancers that drain away our life. We need to militantly guard our heart and mind and protect them from these invasions. So learn to recognize your entry points and your vulnerable circumstances. Here Daniel was a young man in a foreign country, standing alone in his faith, carrying a deep heart cry of intercession for his people. He was feeling overwhelmed, both by his spiritual responsibility and his physical circumstances, when God appeared and spoke to him. At first, this God encounter terrified Daniel even further, but as he listened, he realized that God's words were releasing power right through his body. Suddenly he could cope, where before he was feeling exhausted and overcome. God speaks into Daniel's being, and after a time of intense battle and challenge, the fear and anxiety that had begun to grip his life, God releases a word with the opposite atmospheres to those that have engulfed him, and he feels their impact give him life. Just as suddenly as he felt overwhelmed by fear, lack of self-esteem, anxiety and weakness, now, in a moment, as the right words touch his spirit, he gains strength. It is the same for us too. A moment surrounded by the right sounds and words can pump life back into us where we've felt exhausted and ready to give up. So, fight to maintain your peace. Kill all negativity with these powerful words of life. In Isaiah chapter 50, verse 4, we read, The Sovereign Lord has given me an instructed tongue to know the word that sustains the weary. He awakens me morning by morning, wakens my ear to listen like one being taught. As we become convinced of the power of God's word and watch their effect in our life, we can then become those that carry life-giving words for others too. Take a moment to think about people you know who need a message of a word of life. Take some time to stop, reflect, and listen for them today. God will give you a message of peace, and then you can be part of his hand of hope to someone who is weary. So learn to awaken to his voice and carry his words of life and lift up the broken. Let's pray. Our focus for confession. Father, I thank you that as I soak in your word, every power of fear and weariness is broken. I resist every torment in my mind concerning my poor self-esteem and my fear of isolation. It is impossible for me to be alone, as God does speak to me and he knows my life. I thank you that right now I receive peace and strength after a season of battle. Like Daniel, I know you strengthen me after a time of spiritual warfare, and you pour into me words that give me life. As I sit, reflect, listen to your voice, I have new strength again. Amen.